number 2. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. Say again, it's good to see you tonight. I appreciate you being at the Lord's house. I didn't get around shaking everybody's hand. I'd still be out there shaking hands if I had. But I want to get on with the service tonight and see what the Lord wants in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. We'll begin reading in verse 25. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Let me say something right here before I go any further. If you don't know Him, if you've never met Christ and accepted Him in your life, you better hope to God you see Him before you die. Amen. "It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.' And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.'" Tonight I want us to look at this scripture right here. See what we can learn from the life of Simeon. Just a few short verses are recorded in the Bible about this man and this encounter in the temple that day. But God thought it was very important to put it into the Bible, into the Word of God. There's some things that we can learn about this man named Simeon, the life of Simeon, the leaving of Simeon, the legacy of Simeon, many things that we can look at in this man's life and learn from. And I hope tonight that this will be a blessing to us tonight as we look at this, the person Simeon. Simeon. First of all, I want you to notice the report that God put into the Bible about this man. It says that he was a just and a devout man waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was just. He was devout. He was filled with faith. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he walked the walk and he talked the talk. I say it'd be a good lesson for us to look at his life and see that God was pleased with him. Amen. Just and devout, a righteous man, a man that sought after God, a man that wanted to please God with his life. And God honored this man and put him into the Bible right here for us to look at, to learn from, and try to see what this man did in his life that pleased God so. His report, but I want you to notice this, he was part of a remnant. Part of a remnant. He was one of the very few in that day, I believe, that was looking for the Christ, for the Messiah, for the Lord to come. And I really believe that it had been 400 years or so since a man of God came on the scene giving words of prophecy. Can you imagine 400 years going by and not getting a word from God? And then all of a sudden, this man right here who was faithful, who was filled with the Holy Ghost, and after 400 years, he was still looking for the promise of God to come true. Amen. That's the kind of people I believe we need in the house of God today. People that don't give up on God, don't turn to the world, that'll stay steady in the Word of God, looking for the promises that God has made to you and I. Can I say something tonight about the promises of God? He's never failed in one promise that He ever made in this Bible right here. Simeon was looking for the Christ to come. He was looking for the Messiah to come. And it'd do us good as a church tonight to be looking for the promises of God that He's made to this generation, to us, that He's coming again and taking His church out of this world one of these glorious days. I say something we got something tonight to be happy about. We've got something to look forward to. Hey, God has never failed and He never will fail on His promise to His church. Amen. I'm talking about a God that lives. I ain't talking about Muhammad. I ain't talking about, some of these other false gods that people are worshiping today in this world. We've got a God that lives today. And we got a God that's coming back for us one of these glorious days. The person, Simeon, his report, his remnant. But notice his revelation in verse 26. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Well, what a revelation that was. Can I tell you something? It's a wonderful thing when people want to see Jesus. Amen? Every time we come to church, we ought to be looking for Jesus. Amen? I believe if we come hungering and thirsting after righteousness, when we come to the house of God, I believe we'll find something when we get here. I believe we'll be satisfied when we leave here. Amen? Oh, to see Jesus ought to be our heart's desire every time we come to the house of God, to see Jesus. Amen? Let me tell you something. Church ought not just be a routine to us. Amen? You can get in a rut in life where church becomes a burden to you. Amen? That's true now. I'm telling you something. We ought to come to church looking to see Jesus. Amen? We ought to come to church and have our hearts right with God, be prayed up, get filled with the Holy Ghost like this man right here, and be looking for Jesus to do something. A lot of times we just come to church wanting to put in our hour and get through and go home. Amen. That's the day in which we live. Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. We better get our hearts right with God, because He's coming back one of these days. He had a revelation from God that Jesus was coming. That he was going to get to see him before he left his life. Amen. What a revelation. What a blessing that was for this person, this man named Simeon. Not only the person Simeon, but the patience of Simeon. He was a patient man. He just believed God. He just counted his God as being faithful. So he took God at his word. He was looking and he was longing for the Lord to come. For the promises that God had made throughout the ages and ages and ages. He was faithful. Hey, listen to me. God is faithful. Can't we be faithful to believe what God has promised you and I? Amen. He said He'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. God's Word is true. It'll stand when this world is on fire, when it's burnt up. God's Word will still be true. So we can trust Him. We can believe Him. Be patient. This world is making a mockery out of Christianity in the day that we live. Amen. And I'm not surprised. Peter said it would come in the last days. That Christians would be mocked. Where's the promise of His coming, they'll say. And that they'll do that. Listen, you might as well get your hide thickened up a little bit, because the world is going to persecute you. Amen. But God's still God. And we still ought to be looking for His appearing, longing for His appearing. Amen? The patience of Simeon. God gave him light. And we've got light today. We've got God's Word. We've got more than what Simeon had. We've got the Holy Ghost that indwells us. We've got the light of God's Word. to show us the things that's taking place in the world today and what's going to take place. We've got light today, just as Simeon had light. He had light enough to know that it was close. You know why he knew it was close for the Messiah to come? Because he was an old man. And God done told him that he wasn't going to see death until he seen the Lord's Christ. And listen, we've got light enough to know by studying God's Word and listening to the preaching and teaching of God's Word to know we've got light enough to know that we're living in the last days. That Jesus is soon to come. And we better heed the Word of God and the warnings of God and be ready for His appearing. Amen. The patience of Simeon. But I want you to notice the presence. The presence of Simeon. He was at the temple. Verse 27 says, "And he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the Christ child for to do for him after the custom of the law." You'll notice that he was led by the Holy Ghost to the house of God. Hey, any of you ever get convicted? If you've got the Holy Ghost living in you, you ever get convicted for laying out of church? I might want to say that again. You ever get convicted for laying out of church? If you've got a Holy Ghost living in you, the person of the Holy Ghost living within you, you ought to know that you ought to be faithful to the house of God. Amen. Say it. Amen. You ought to be faithful. Simeon was a faithful man. He was led by the Holy Ghost to the house of God. And if we'll listen to the Holy Ghost, if we'll get right with God, get filled with the Holy Ghost, hey, it won't be a burden to come to church. Amen. We got so worldly in our lives that we ain't got time for the house of God. Huh? An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe 4 hours in the week that we put in at Liberty Baptist Church to come to church. That ain't much time, is it? Compared to what God gives us through the week. Boy, I tell you, I wish we could get right with God. And to where it just thrill us to come to the house of God. Where we couldn't wait to get here. Amen. We need revival, you know. I tell you, we need revival. We need God to move and stir our hearts again. He was led by the Holy Ghost to the temple, to the house of God. Notice also, not only in the presence of Simeon, the temple, but the timing. The timing. Jesus was there. The parents of Jesus had brought him to the temple to do after the custom of the law. Hey, you ought to come to the house expecting Jesus to be there. Amen? You ought to come to the house of God looking for Jesus to do something. Amen? I wonder how many blessings we've missed. How many times we've missed a blessing by missing church. Hey, have you ever laid out of church and then had somebody to tell you next time, say, "Man, we had a meeting. Boy, we had a meeting Sunday." Was you there? You ought to been there. Well, you kind of want to duck in a turtle shell, hide for a little bit, don't you? How many blessings have we missed because our sorry hide's just laid out of church? The timing. The Holy Ghost said, "Simeon, you need to get on down to the house of God. It's going to be a great blessing in your life when you get there." Don't miss the blessing of church, having church. Amen. Don't miss that blessing. Don't let the devil rob you of that in your life. He'll do everything he can to get you out of to get you out of church, to get you out of the house of God. But you ought to put forth every effort you possibly can to get there. And be a blessing. Get right. Get filled with the Holy Ghost like this man was. And be a blessing when you get here. Amen? When you get to the house of God, don't get here and quench the Spirit of God. But let your cup overflow. Be a blessing. Amen? The presence of Simeon. He couldn't wait to get to the temple. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. The timing. Jesus was there. Jesus was present. Not only that, the timing, but He took him. He took him. He took him up in His arms. What a great privilege it was for this man to hold the Christ child in his hands. The one that God had promised. Hey, He held the Creator of the world, the universe, and all that there is in His hands. What a privilege. Just by being faithful and getting to the house of God. And you'll see in verse number 29, as He took him, verse 29, he had great peace. He said, Lord, now lettest Thou Thy servant depart in peace according to Thy word. You see, he had peace to die. Can I tell you something? It's good to be in fellowship, to be faithful, and to be ready when you leave this life. Amen? Amen. I don't want to be off in the far country when I leave this world. I want to be found faithful when Jesus calls me out of here. Amen? He had peace. You see, God gave Simeon peace. But in verse 28, Simeon gave God praise. You know, it's not a whole lot to ask out of us for us to offer praise and thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus for what He's done for us, is it? I mean, it don't cost you nothing to praise God. It don't cost you nothing to worship, to give Him thanks and praise for all He's done for us. We ought to be looking to do that, looking to worship when we come to the house of God. To bless Him, to thank Him, to sing to Him, to lift our hands to Him. We owe it to Him. Amen. He took him. The person, Simeon, the patience of Simeon, the presence of Simeon. But now let's look at the prophecy of Simeon. God gave him a word to share with the world right here. In verse 29 through 32, he says this, Lord, now lettest Thou Thy servant depart in peace according to Thy word, for mine eyes have seen Thy salvation, which Thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Notice, he said, mine eyes have seen Thy salvation. You know what he saw? He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't see Muhammad. Can I tell you there's one way? There's one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. When he looked at this child, he said, mine eyes have seen Thy salvation which Thou hast prepared. What a blessing. What words of prophecy. He says, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of Thy people Israel. You see, this great light was prophesied back in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. I'll read that for you right here. 9 and verse number 2, it says, the people that walked in darkness have seen great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. You see, as Simeon looked into this child's face, God had sent light into the world through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is He was the light of the world. Now He's given us that light. We're the light of the world now, as Christ lives through us. We should shine. Hey, we should shine as bright lights in this old dark world that we live in today. The darker it gets, the more it needs light. We need to be lighting up things everywhere we go in our life. A light to lighten the Gentiles, a great word of prophecy. Although Christ, it says here that He was the glory of thy people Israel. You see, Jesus came into the world. He was the glory of Israel. He was the promised Messiah to Israel. But they would reject Him. And it would open up a way for we as Gentiles to be saved. The light and the glory. In John chapter number 3, He says this right here. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You know why? You know why I was so bullheaded about getting saved? Just to tell you the honest truth, I liked the sins that I was involved in. And it's just by God's mercies that He gave me a chance at life. You see, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Thank God for the light. In 2 Corinthians, a verse that applies to us right here, says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You see, when we were dead in trespasses and sins, God has to shine a light. And that light comes through the Lord Jesus Christ into a lost sinner's heart and life to give him light of the gospel to salvation. I thank God that He didn't leave me in the dark. Thank God He didn't let me die in darkness. Thank God that He convicted me. With cords of love, He drawed me by the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to all be thankful for that. I've seen men that were just like me. Men that I used to sit at the bar with. Men that I used to hang out in the pool room with. I've seen them die and go to hell because they wouldn't come to the light. Because they rejected the light. I thank God that He shined a light on me one day. Gave me a chance at light. Not only a light to lighten the Gentiles, but notice in verse 33, it says, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. You see, as Jesus came into the world as Lord and Savior and a light to lighten the whole world, He would be loathed by those that he came to. He would be hated by many of the Jews. He would be rejected by the Jews. Even Pilate offered him Barabbas to let Christ go free. But no. They chose to let Barabbas go and Christ be crucified. But it was all in God's plan. See, Jesus had to die on Calvary's cross and bear the sins of us that we could go free. He was the light. But he was loathed. Notice in this verse right here, it says right here, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. This word set right here means to be laid. Can I tell you that God laid in Zion a chief cornerstone in the Lord Jesus Christ? And those that are built upon this foundation shall never fail. And I'm glad to say today that I'm on the rock. And I hope to pray to God that you are. I hope you hit the rock in your life. You see, all other ground is sinking sand. But if you can go back to a time and a place where you accepted Christ, and you know that He came into your heart and life at that moment when you confessed your sins, called upon Him to save you, you're on the rock. Amen. What a blessing. A sure foundation. Lord Jesus Christ. No other foundation can any man lay, the Bible says, than that that's laid, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the sure foundation. He's the chief cornerstone. Not only in this prophecy of Simeon we see he was a light, he was loathed, but I want you to notice what a load was placed on his mother. He gave some words right here. The words that Christ would be rejected. And this mother's heart would be pierced one day. Can you imagine when Mary stood at the foot of the cross? She heard all the mockings. Saw her son hanging there beaten, to where he wasn't even recognizable. Can you imagine what a hurt went through her heart that day? To see him cry, "It's finished," and give up the ghost. God put it in the Bible for her to see, for you and I to see, part of the great price that Christ paid for you and I. Can I tell you that the cross couldn't hold him, the grave couldn't hold him, and the prophecy of Simeon, he was the light, he was loathed. What a load was placed upon his mother's heart. But I'm glad that the story don't end there. He lives today as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. His word is truth. And we better be looking for His appearing, because He's soon to come. Amen. I appreciate you being here.